Hello, everybody. Friday, February 18th, 2022. Quintessential CrossFit linchpin today. We always say we do what is effective, not what's popular. Well, this most recent Monday's workout was a walking example of that as well, a living example. But this is also just conditioning, sprinting. Everybody needs more of it, but nobody wants to do it. We don't shy away from it. So the workout of the day today, for time, 5 50-meter runs, 3 400-meter runs, 1 800-meter run. You're resting as needed between each one of those. The last time we did this exact workout was September 1st, 2021. You want to go back into your BTWB app, check your times, check your rest times and all that good stuff. If you're not sure how much time to rest between each interval, check out Linchpin Conversations number 140. It's all about proper rest periods and understanding rest periods in interval training. It'll be very beneficial. But to make sure everyone understands this properly, you're going to do 5 50-meter runs, resting as needed between each, and you're going to finish those. Then you're going to do 3 400-meter repeats, resting as needed between each, totally finish those, and then you'll end with 1 800-meter repeat. Whew! Super fitness robot times for this. For the 50s, 7 seconds or less. The 400s, minute 25 or less. For the 800s, 3 minutes or less. More likely times for the 50s, 10 seconds or less. The 400s, 2 minutes or less. The 800s, 4 minutes or less. Bear in mind, those are soft parameters. The wild card option is going to be for calories on the air bike or rower. You're going to do 5 15-second intervals, resting as needed between each. Then 3 1-minute and 15-second intervals, resting as needed between each. And then end with 1 3-minute interval. The scaled option has 5 50-meter runs, and it has 4 400-meter runs, but we have removed the 800-meter run. Still resting as needed, and infinitely scalable. Could be a full-blown sprint. Could be 90% effort, 80% effort, 50% effort. Could be a light jog. Could be a walk. So on a day like today, how much you do or don't depress the old gas pedal to bring the intensity, that's how you scale today appropriately. The limited equipment option and the no equipment option are precisely the same as the workout of the day, because we're just running. All the goal times would be the same as well. Accessory work for the day, box jumps, 10 to 25 repetitions, not for time, focus being explosive power. You choose the height of the box. Go ahead and step down each time. Take some rest. It's not meant for metabolic conditioning. The height should be challenging, but appropriate. I don't want to have anybody catch their toe, bust their shins. That's not the goal of today. You're getting in some good hops on the box. That's what we want to do. And then 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up with an empty barbell. Technique is your friend with the barbell snatch. 10 minutes of practice. They're the keys to the kingdom right there. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch, hamstring stretch, calves, and foam rolling. And just like that, one day of training is left, and the barbell is coming out tomorrow in wonderful fashion.